Cheryl, I was going to ask you how many frequent flyer miles you're building up, but I'm not sure you're always eligible when you're on like team flights. But you have you're scooting around the world right now. Can you take us through your itinerary, like from the last week until you land in Tokyo?
Yeah, well, we've had if you figure about the end of the WNBA season, we actually finished with going to Vegas and then LA, and then on back to Vegas. So in my personal travel, I think I mentioned I took a red eye home to Minneapolis real quick to grab the family and bring them back out to Vegas. So, but we've been hunkered down in Vegas for a week, so we'll and then head out to Tokyo. So yeah, it's been, like you said, we've been getting around a little bit. And then as you know, as the Lynx season ended before the break with us on the road. So we were in Vegas already and then on to LA and then back to Vegas. And as I mentioned before, I actually took a red eye home from LA to grab the family and go back to Vegas. So once we got settled, it was pretty good. Spent the week here in Vegas and then we're getting ready for the big journey over to Tokyo.
This is the Cheryl Reeves Show, part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. Please subscribe to your favorite podcast app. That is the easiest way to listen. It's also free. You can always go to Talk North Pod on Twitter to see the shows as they were released, or you can go to TalkNorth.com, see all of our shows, see the archive of Cheryl Reeves shows, other conversations we've had over the years. We've been doing this a while now. We appreciate you listening and appreciate the support, especially of our sponsors. LegendsClassicMN.com is where you go to learn about the Legends Classic. Later in the show, I'll have an interview with the great Julie Inkster about that tournament and her career. She's a great storyteller. Thanks also to Rudy Luther Toyota, CaraQuinnRealtor.com, and SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com. Thanks also to our longtime producer, Brandon Morton. It's a weird thing. You're going over with Sylvia Fowles, Nafisa Collier. Rachel Blount and I are going from the Star Tribune to cover all the Minnesota athletes. Hope to see a lot of your team playing. But no fans. I assume your family can't go with you.
Right, yeah. No guests, no family. Yeah, it's a bummer.
And there are a lot of reports right now about, the worsening COVID pandemic in Japan, the fact that fans don't really want visitors coming in. Some athletes who are going over and unvaccinated. I don't know. Just what's your feeling about that? I mean, the Olympics should be a pinnacle. Do you have your full enthusiasm for what's going to happen over there?
Well, of course, it's the Olympics. Yeah. It's going to look different, but I think that all of us are excited to go be a part of the Olympic Games. There's been a lot of hard work that's gone into this. And so whether it's team sports or individual sports, there's a lot of sacrifices that have been made. And of course, you wish that things were different, but I think we've actually become pretty accustomed to, having to navigate COVID and being in a bubble, so to speak. We did that last summer. So I think we're well equipped. I think we have a lot of knowledge and, I think our USAB group and the USOC in general, I think we've got, some really good direction on how to manage this. We've been doing that, even here in Las Vegas, where we have our own, quote, bubble and are taking extra precautions. We're hopeful that we can all get to Tokyo, without any further, COVID situations. And then, you hope for the best when you get to Tokyo.
Sylvia Fowles has been to a lot of All-Star games and a lot of Olympics. What do you think this has been like for Fee? What has her reaction been like?
I think for Fee, it's only been, she's been a part of the national team in terms of training here and there. So it's not brand new for her, which is good. I think for Fee, I read one of her quotes and it's exactly what it should be, where she's coming here with her eyes wide open and her ears open, just kind of, wanting to absorb it all and look at, the greatness around her, be ready when her number's called. That's the space that Fee lives in very, very well. And a little bit that I've seen so far, she's done that. It is a different beast when you show up for the Olympics, the magnitude of the moment. So I'll have a lot more to report on what she looks like then and how big her eyes are and the excitement that she'll have. But I'm fully expecting that once we hit ground in Tokyo.
So I've been saying all week that this might be the greatest week of All-Star games in history because you had two All-Star games, Major League Baseball and WNBA, where nobody slacked. There was nobody like letting somebody else dunk. There was nobody, you know, a lot of professional sport, all-star games, there's no defense played. You know, it's more of an exhibition. Baseball, because of its nature, the defense is always trying. And the WNBA all-star game was ferocious.
It was. Yeah, it was. It was something I think we need to find a way to capture more regularly. And, you know, USAB could be a vehicle for that. And, you know, if our league is open to that, because I think that fans really enjoyed it. Like you said, it was, you know, it was competitive. I don't know if the players always want it that way, but, you know, cause a lot of times the All-Star is a break, so to speak, you know, cause right. You're stopping and, you know, those that are there are, you know, there's a lot that they go through in terms of the lead up to the game. You know, it's not just, hey, you're just showing up and all you're focused on is the game. There are, you know, a lot of opportunities for sponsors and media. It's just a lot. So I give them all credit, both teams, both USA Basketball and the WNBA All-Stars, for the way that they performed and made it incredibly entertaining.
Also speaks to what we always talk about, the depth of talent in the WNBA. I mean, you know, the USA women's basketball team has been dominating on the world stage for decades, and you can find another group of WNBA players who can beat them.
No question about it. You know, it was not a surprise to us, those that are, you know, entrenched in the WNBA. It's a lot of good players in this league, and, you know, it's beyond 12, that's for sure.
Yes. Hey, thank you to our sponsors. And first of all, let's thank Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
I said this on last week's show, my wife and I, because she got a great job closer to the Twin Cities, we started the process of exploring whether we want to move. And the first thing I did was call Cara Quinn. Immensely helpful, knowledgeable beyond even my high expectations. Just knew things and told us things. She answered questions we didn't know to ask. She gave us information we would not have gotten with anybody else, I believe. Just incredibly knowledgeable, knows the market, understand, you know, nice person, friendly person, easy to work with. And in one day, she just really set up, you know, answered a million questions, set us up to win. Check her out at CaraQuinnRealtor.com or Google her and find her at VibeMN.com. But easiest way, CaraQuinnRealtor.com. Highly recommend her for any selling, buying, or informational needs. Thanks also to SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com. That's Glory Ramsey's outfit.
Hey, Glory here with Successful Marketing Group. As you know, I work with local businesses, and right now, I'd love your help in supporting local Twin Cities restaurants. This month, I'd like to spotlight Day by Day Cafe. They've been a St. Paul institution since 1980. My daughter and I have been going there for almost 20 years. They're family-owned and loved for their scratch kitchen breakfast and magical outdoor patio with koi pond. Oh, and their new wood-fired pizzas are a big hit. Go to my Instagram at SuccessfulBizOwners for more info on them.
And we also want to remind you, LegendsClassicMN.com is the site where you get tickets. You can volunteer, find out more about the Legends Classic Tour coming to Minnesota. I also have an interview later with Julie Inkster, one of the greatest golfers of all time, and she was a good sport, a lot of fun there. All right, so tell me about this USA team. Sue Bird said after the All-Star game that, hey, we're not a team yet. We barely played together. You know, she didn't exactly sound worried. What's your coach's view of all of that?
Well, I mean, you know, Sue's been doing this for a long time, and obviously she was the one that was out there. So, you know, a really good sense of, you know, we showed up from our WNBA teams after playing 3 games in 5 days, and then somehow, you know, we're supposed to get it all together and play a game quickly. And that, you know, so what you saw there was exactly what Sue said, is we have a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to get it done. And, you know, these exhibition games are, you know, they're really, really important for us. And so the All-Star game was, you know, highly competitive. You know, the Australia game, you know, like you can see that we're still, we're working through not only, you know, schemes, but also rotations, et cetera. So we're definitely a work in progress for sure.
What was the atmosphere like there?
In terms of the All-Star game or just overall?
No, the All-Star game. You didn't have the normal crowd there, but it sounded like people were into it.
Oh, people were really into it. I mean, nothing like the game we had in Minneapolis. That was, I think, one of the greatest All-Star games productions. And, you know, but certainly I think, like you said, I think there was great intrigue and, you know, there was, you know, almost like, I think Sue said this too, it was kind of good for us in terms of understanding that people are not going to be rooting for us. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, the hate is real, as Sue said. that most of the fans were wanting the, you know, enjoyed the WNBA All-Stars finding success. And so all that, you know, there were tremendous takeaways. But yeah, the atmosphere was good.
What a great figure Sue Bird is. And not only just a great personality and, of course, you know, easily a Hall of Famer, but, you know, she's friends with Taurasi, who's one of the classic personalities in women's basketball history. And she's married to Megan Rapinoe, who's one of the great figures. And so it's like she's right there.
Yeah. I mean, Sue's long been, you know, somebody that we can all have an appreciation for. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to see so much happening for Sue or, you know, even Candace Parker lately, mm-hmm. at the end of careers, you know, these have been incredible careers that I think a lot of people have missed out on and that are just now, you know, on this wave of, you know, women in sport becoming more popular. But it's because of the way that, you know, that we've used our voices and Sue's been a part of that. Obviously Rapinoe's been a part of that. And, you know, just, I'm glad that it's happened. I know, I remember in the beginning of Sue's career, she was a part of American Express commercials. And then we didn't see sponsors very, very much, you know, getting behind the WNBA. Now there's a wave of commitment to it. It's really exciting. You know, A-Rod recently, you know, quote, you know, in terms of, you know, his investment mindset, and he sees women's basketball as a real growth opportunity and wants to invest to get it where it should be. And so I think that mindset is what we're seeing a little more broadly. And I'm happy for someone like Sue Bird, you know, to be the, you know, the face of things. And she's had, you know, an incredible career and deserves all that's happening to her now.
Please check out my show, Blocked and Muted with Jim Suhan, recent guest Michelle Redman, the former LPGA star and former Gopher coach, who's instrumental, maybe the key driver in getting the Legends Classic to set up in Minnesota. Also, this week I had an interview with David Barry, the sports analyst, economist, and friend of Cheryl Reeve. Check out his insights. And, you know, also, let's get to what else you might be looking to do or see in Tokyo. If you are allowed to go out and see other sports, what is on your priority list?
Well, we're not going to be permitted to do that. So
not at all. So that's definite.
Okay. And that's as it is right now, as it stands right now, we'll be able to, we think at this point, but again, we know how ever changing these things are.
Right.
They may have a plan and if things go awry, you know, we won't be able to go to anything other than our own games. And so we're hopefully right now that we'll be able to go to other basketball games. That's it. You know, women's basketball games, not even men's basketball. So that's as it stands right now. But, you know, things could change for the better or things could be, you know, clamped down even further.
Right. Your team USA has been dominant for a long time. Is the world catching up at all? Do you expect closer games?
There's no question that the world's catching up. No question about it. And, you know, I think that, you know, while the U.S., you know, has, you know, the broad level of talent, you know, the depth of talent, you know, these games are going to be highly competitive. I have no doubt about that.
Please stay tuned for my interview with Julie Inkster. And again, the place to find out more information and buy tickets for the Legends Classic is legendsclassicmn.com. Thanks to Cheryl Reeve. Cheryl, I'll see you over in Tokyo. And, I hope it all goes well for both of us.
Safe travels.
Safe travels.
See you there.
Thanks. We here at the Cheryl Reeve Show are thrilled to be partnered with Lando Lakes and the Lando Lakes Legends Classic. It's going to be a cool event out at the meadows of Mystic Lake. Some of the great players of all time playing on a beautiful golf course. And one of the big stars who will be there is Julie Inkster. I would run down all of Julie's victories, but that would take too long. So I'm going to keep it simple and just ask Julie, what are your favorite career moments and accomplishments?
Good question. I would say looking back on it, I would say probably winning 3 U.S. amateurs in a row was one of my best accomplishments. Probably my favorite accomplishment was probably winning the U.S. Open and being the captain of the Solheim Cup. You know, being the captain of the Solheim Cup is such a great honor. And, you know, I really bleed red, white, and blue and played in a lot of them. And to be the captain of it was a high honor for me.
And we talked to Jane Geddes about the Solheim Cup and how big a deal it was. And of course, up to here, we Minnesotans remember the Ryder Cup with Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy going back and forth. How intense did the Solheim Cup get?
Oh, it gets intense. I mean, it's, you know, we play with most of these gals, just kind of like the men on our LPGA tour. So we see them day in and day out, but something when you put on the colors, you're wearing the colors, you're carrying the bag, something flips. So it gets pretty intense. Like they won't talk to us and we don't really talk to them. And then next week we'll go out to dinner. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's just for a week. Everybody is just kind of, you know, in the team room and just trying to, I think that's the best part of a Ryder Cup or a Solheim Cup is the team room. You know, the golf is great and people love the golf, but you know, what goes on in the team room, the stories, and, you know, you really get to know your peers that week. And I think that's the best part of it.
You can find all the information about the Legends Classic at legendsclassicmn.com. You can volunteer, you can buy tickets, you can get the lay of the land and the schedule, August 5th through 7th. What attracted you to this tournament, Julie?
Well, I've always loved coming to Minnesota. I have good memories there. I've got great friends there, that I stay with. And I like to play, you know, at my age, I don't get a lot, of playing opportunities. And, when Michelle Redmond, you know, I know she's been working really hard to put this thing together. So I wanted to support her and, I want to support the Legends Tour.
Yeah. Michelle's done a great job and she's a big figure in golf around here, of course. What do you think of Nelly Korda? It was so much fun to watch her and the way she hit the ball at the PGA.
She's a studette, I'm telling you. That girl can golf her ball. I'll tell you a story. Way back, I want to probably say probably eight or 9 years ago, I was playing in Singapore. Jessica Korda had to do rookie hours, and part of the rookie hours was following a older person in the pro-am and trying to learn how to do a pro-am correctly. So Jessica asked if she could follow me around and I said, yeah. So we were out in Singapore and I was started asking her about her family. And she said, you know, I have a younger sister, Nellie, who also played golf and is going to be really good. And I go, Jessica, you're really good. She goes, no. Nellie has so much more competitive fire than I could ever have. And I go, how do you know that? And she goes, cause she beats me now and she wants it. And she wants to be good. And, you know, here we are 7, 8 years later and she's number one in the world. So, Jessica knew all about her sister and, you know, I saw that at the Solheim Cup that, you know, I said, Nellie, who do you want to play with and who do you want to play against? And she goes, I don't really care who I play with, and I definitely don't care who I play against. So she's got a little spitfire in her, and, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. That's one impressive family.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you know, that's a great story. I don't want to limit you. You have any other, like, great favorite stories you want to tell us?
I got a lot of great stories, but
any that can make it on the air.
You know, I don't know. I just the Solheim Cup, you know, we have a lot of great stories of, you know, people, like last year in Scotland, I had 6 rookies and you know, I didn't really know how the rookies would fare. And so, you know, we're all getting together and, You know, the first day, you know, they played okay, and I'm having dinner with Marina Alex, or I guess it was breakfast that next morning, and she goes, I can't tell you how much fun I'm having. And I said, well, that's basically what it's about. I mean, whether we win or lose is fine. I don't like to lose, but if we lose and everybody has a great time, you know, and we're growing the game, that's great. She goes, I realized, this week that I have so much more in me than I ever thought playing in the Solheim Cup. And that's kind of what you learn about yourself. You learn you have a lot more in there when you're playing for something rather than yourself. And I thought that was a cool story for her to tell me.
Well, I don't get to talk to greats of the game very often. Do you have any like general golf advice you give to aspiring golfers or amateur golfers, either about mentality or technique?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's not the glamour part of the game, but short game is so important. I mean, even in a professional level, if you hit 14 greens around, you're having a great ball striking day. So you got to get up and down those other four times. But if you're just an amateur, you're going to hit probably 6 or 7 greens in regulation. So chipping and putting, that's how you score. I mean, it's not glamorous, and it's probably the least favorite part anybody likes to practice. But if you want to score and lower your handicap, that's kind of where you got to start from.
I'm a little worried to talk about under clubbing and three putting. Have you been watching me play?
Well, everybody goes at one time, they flushed it and they hit it like an 8-iron, you know, 160. So now they always think they hit 8-iron 160, even though it rolled 40 yards. So
yep. Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, I have too. Don't worry.
Your highlights are all very well known. I'm interested in the other side of being a professional golfer and a women's professional golfer. What has been the biggest challenge during your time on tour?
Well, I've kind of had two careers. I had, a career before kids, and then in 1990, I had my first child, and 94, my second child. And, you know, I traveled with them from 6 weeks on. We didn't have maternity leave. We didn't have daycare. We were just, I was just out there playing, and I traveled with them from 6 weeks, both of them. Even when they were in school, they came out a lot and watched me traveled with me, and my husband would come up back and forth, and we just kind of made it work. I tried to not be away from them more than 10 days, and looking back on it, I don't know how I did it, but it was probably the most rewarding time because they really got to see what I did and realized why I was gone. I know it's different from their best friends' moms, you know, where they maybe worked, but it was, you know, they were at home. Myself, you know, for me to work, I had to travel. So that was probably the most challenging thing, but it was probably also the most rewarding thing.
Oh, that's great stuff. Hey, get out there and see Julie Inkster. Get out and see Nancy Lopez, all the other greats of the game. We'd like to build up this tournament and make it a fixture. Maybe bring an LPGA event to Minnesota. Thanks to Julie Inkster. Thanks to Land O'Lakes Legends Classic. Any final thoughts for us today, Julie?
Well, yeah, I'd like to thank Land O'Lakes for really sponsoring this tournament and getting off the ground, Michelle Redman. And yeah, I mean, we have a lot of fun out there. I'd love for everybody to come out and watch. We love to have fans, especially with the whole pandemic thing the last year and a half. We like to see people. that's the number one thing. So come out and hope to see you let's see, where are we? July.
Prior Lake.
August.
First week of August. And if you go to Legends Classic MN, you'll find out all the information. August 5th through 7th, Pro-Am, first day, tournament, the next couple of days is a beautiful golf course. Thanks for all the great stories, Julie. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Jim, hopefully you're in my Pro-Am group and we can work on your game.
You know what? I'm going to be in Tokyo. I'm going to be in Tokyo, but I'm going to be in Tokyo. And I will, in my hotel room covering the Olympics, I will bring a putting green and I will practice my putting.
There you go. All right. Travel safe.
Hey, great stuff. Thank
you very much.
Thanks so much, Julie. Thank you.